This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the CIA for Palestine. Maybe not the whole CIA, but a senior analyst, senior official at the CIA, posting a pro-Palestine photo on her Facebook page. She later deleted it when the media reported on it. Financial Times reporting Tuesday that the CIA's Associate Deputy Director for Analysis changed her Facebook cover photo on October 21st to this image, man holding the Palestinian flag. The official also published a selfie with a sticker saying Free Palestine superimposed on the photograph. Financial Times reported this was posted to Facebook years before the ongoing war in Gaza, citing an unnamed person familiar with the image. They were deleted on Monday when the Financial Times contacted the official in question. CIA officials like those in the Directorate of Operations, those who have to do undercover work, typically don't have a social media presence. It kind of blows your cover. But analysts can be a little more public with their profiles, but it is extremely rare for an official working in government intelligence, particularly senior officials, to share political views on current events. The Associate Deputy Director for Analysis of the Central Intelligence Agency studies and reviews raw intelligence coming from agents in the field, collects that information that goes into a highly classified document known as the President's Daily Brief, which the President of the United States receives on a nearly daily basis. Here's what's happening around the world from our sources on the ground. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has issued staff guidelines as of Wednesday, reiterating the need for objectivity. Thank you, CIA. You would think this would go without saying. Topic number 4, Venezuela and Guyana, two nations in South America, disputing a piece of territory since 1899, and things may be coming to a head. Venezuelans hold it as part of their national heritage, that this part of Guyana, formerly British Guyana, should be part of Venezuela's homeland. This territory is about two-thirds of what constitutes Guyana today. It is an area rich in oil and minerals, larger than Greece, about 13 billion barrels of proven oil reserves in this area. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, is appealing to the patriotism of Venezuelans as they go to the polls on Sunday for a national referendum to decide what to do about this area, which is called Essequibo. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but I'm doing the best I can. This area, again, has been a bone of contention between Venezuela and Guyana for, well, nearly 125 years. The International Court of Justice on Tuesday said it would deliver on Friday its order on Guyana's request for a ruling to prevent Venezuela from holding this referendum. Guyana applied to the International Court of Justice, which is part of the United Nations, in 2018 to have the 1899 ruling that established the border between Venezuela and Guyana confirmed as legally enforceable. Again, Essequibo is resource-rich, but Venezuela already has the world's largest proven oil reserves, some 300 billion barrels of oil. Again, this region, about another 13 billion. Venezuela, with that 300 billion barrels of oil, about 18% of the world's total. For comparison and contrast, the Saudis are second with about 16% of the world's total. Canada is third. The United States is in 11th place with about 44 billion barrels of oil in proven reserves. Now, at least one member of Venezuela's government is promising that they will not go to war with Guyana over this territory, regardless of the outcome of the vote. But that said, Brazil's military has reportedly been placed on a heightened state of alert over the possibility that conflict may erupt after Sunday. And perhaps not coincidentally, it's being reported that leadership from the United States Army's 1st Security Force Assistance Brigade and the Guyana Defense Forces have been meeting over the last 3 days. Topic number 3, Big Brother in Ireland. Authorities in Ireland set to be given access to private social media communications in order to spy on anti-mass migration sentiment. This follows a series of riots in Dublin, which broke out after an Algerian migrant stabbed 3 children outside a primary school. Rather energetic protests in Dublin followed that stabbing. These protests then spread to France, incidentally, where Politicians have framed the murder of a teenager named Thomas in the southeastern village of Kerpol as an attack on France. The witnesses to the killing described the assailants as of Arab origin. Again, Europeans getting a little bit upset with how their countries are changing now with migrants coming from Arab nations and from North Africa. 9 people in France arrested in connection with that killing. And remember, the Netherlands just elected a leadership coalition led by a far-right nationalist, Geert Wilders, who's so outspoken about Muslim migration that the Dutch leader has needed 24-hour security for years. Anyway, Irish authorities reacted to the Dublin riots by being more outraged at the protesters, characterized in the corporate media as far right, than they were at the man who allegedly committed the stabbings, the would-be child murderer who should have been deported from Ireland 20 years ago and was arrested and then released after he was caught by police, Gardaí, with a knife. Now, Irish Times reports that Gardaí, the police, will be able to access and intercept private conversations on social media sites under this new legislation. The justice minister promising to crack down on crime following the riots in Dublin, not following the stabbing. The new legislation will give authorities the power to demand cell site location data from cell phone companies to help them locate dissidents. According to critics, the new law would create de facto mass surveillance of the entire population. So, in Ireland, share a spicy meme on WhatsApp and you might find a friendly neighborhood police officer at your front door. I bring you this story here because Americans, Canadians, this is ultimately going to come here as well. Topic number 2, doxing kids. This story, one of those that just makes you shake your head and think, what has our society become? A sports writer earlier this week accused a young Kansas City Chiefs fan of racism against both black people and Native Americans. Deadspin reporter Caron Phillips, that's C-A-R-R-O-N, accused Holden Armenta, seen in the photo here, of mocking black people after seeing a picture in profile. This is from the CBS broadcast between the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders, which didn't show the other half of his face. It just shows the right half of his face. His face was painted in both red and black, as you can see. This was not blackface. These are the colors of the road jerseys of the Kansas City Chiefs, red and black. If Holden was a Chicago Bears fan, it would be orange and blue. Minnesota Vikings, he'd painted his face in purple and gold. You get the idea here. Well, a bunch of readers to Mr. Phillips' social media feeds pushed back, pointing out that Phillips had maybe not seen a photo of Holden from the front. Phillips then doubled down rather than apologizing. He slammed Holden's Native American headdress and the tomahawk chop gesture, which, by the way, was joined by a number of the black players of the Kansas City Chiefs. He claimed that Holden had found a way to hate black people and Native Americans at the same time. Well, here's a photo of Mr. Phillips for context. Bear in mind, he is a Pulitzer-nominated journalist writing for Deadspin. Well, guess what? Not only was Holden Armenta not wearing blackface and not racist, he is in fact a Chumash Indian. Yes, the game was being played in Las Vegas. He and his family traveled over from California, where the Chumash Indians have lived for centuries, long before European settlers arrived on the scene. Holden's grandfather, Raul Armenta, serves on the business committee of the Santa Ynez Band of the Chumash Indians. Now, this whole story may seem like a tempest in a teapot, but look, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist demanded that the National Football League publicly shame and humiliate a boy who went to a football game for his favorite team, a team that he apparently supports because he is proud of his American Indian heritage. I believe in free speech, even when that speech is, shall we say, uninformed. And sometimes it's best to just ignore these things. It's best not to waste your time on these things. But in a case like this, where somebody with a platform is calling on people, stirring up racial tension that could result in actual physical violence against this boy and his family, We need to call it out. People with a moral compass need to push back on stuff like this before people get hurt. Coming up, a fitting symbol for the Biden administration. Next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking, the ancient riddle of the Hebrew year 5785 and the eminent destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, the globalist scheme for a one-world government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Martis. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient Cosmo Craters who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstocked gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, help, it's fallen and it can't get up. Without the help of an overhead crane, this is the National Christmas Tree. President Biden was set to light the tree this very evening, tonight, Thursday. It was blown over Tuesday at the White House by strong winds. By Tuesday evening, a crane was in place to lift the already decorated tree. There was some concern when it fell that it might not be salvageable. It does appear that it will be ready for the grand lighting ceremony on Thursday night. Anyway, it was back up again as of 6 p.m. Tuesday night. According to the Park Service, the tree's condition evaluated. It is safe. A snapped cable that snapped in the high winds replaced this year's tree, already replaced once, by the way, because the tree that had originally been grown to be used in this year's ceremony had developed a fungus. So they had to go to Plan B, get a backup tree. All in all, given that President Biden's approval rating this week hit an all-time low of 27%, a rather fitting symbol for President Biden's first term and perhaps only term in office. Coming up in 2024, of course, the presidential election, the question is, has America, have we become so divided that this country is essentially on its last legs? That's the subject of the new book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Divided We Stand. He's on the panel this week for the final series of programs featuring Dr. Tom Horn. His book also part of this discussion. We Are Legion for We Are Many. Don't miss these programs. You can find all of them at our website right now, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. You can catch it right now at our Roku or Apple TV channels. If you've got a Roku or Apple TV, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel for your set-top box. If you're watching our program over the air, our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also catch it at our YouTube channel for the main program. That's at Skywatch TV Now. And, of course, Rumble has it as well, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But better yet, get our free mobile app, because that guarantees we will never be canceled. If and when the day comes when we say something that violates community guidelines, we won't do so intentionally, but it could happen. They change the goalposts, move them fairly regularly. You'll still find us on our app. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have links to the app stores for the device you carry at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.